It may be called the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, but it wasn't until 2015 that this massive, federally managed part of the North Slope first started producing oil. Since then, ConocoPhillips has steadily advanced several oil developments in NPRA. Its next drill site there, Greater Moose's Tooth 1, is set to start up later this year. Now, it looks like Conoco's vision for NPRA is getting even bigger, and environmental groups are watching closely. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
This spring, during an especially upbeat quarterly earnings call, well, upbeat for your standard dry corporate teleconference, a top ConocoPhillips executive gave a special shout-out to Alaska.
This was our largest exploration program in Alaska since 2002, and a successful one.
That's Al Hirschberg, Conoco's vice president for production, drilling, and projects. Hirschberg said that after drilling a half dozen exploration wells in Alaska's North Slope this past winter, Conoco made three new oil discoveries. And Hirschberg said the company confirmed the big discovery it announced last year, called Willow, holds a lot of oil. Then he teased investors with this.
I think we can see from the appraisal work in Willow that it's looking more and more like it'll be able to justify a standalone facility.
Translation? Conoco thinks it's sitting on so much oil in NPRA that the company is considering building a new processing facility in the reserve. This would be a major investment for Conoco and a major addition to the landscape. A processing facility is like the nucleus of an oil development. Fed by a handful of drill sites, it would be the first big stop for oil before it gets sent to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. It's also like a self-contained town, a home base for a couple hundred workers. Scott Jepson, Conoco's vice president for external affairs in Alaska, says if the company builds a new processing facility in NPRA, it would be about the same size as Alpine, which puts out about 100,000 barrels of oil per day. But Jepson says the project is far from final.
That decision hasn't been made yet. We still have more evaluation work to do. We still have a permitting process to go through.
But Conoco is moving forward with planning. In May, the company sent a letter to the Bureau of Land Management, that's the agency that oversees NPRA, asking to start the environmental review process for what it's calling the Willow Central Facility. And the Trump administration is eager to help Conoco along. During a speech at a recent oil industry conference in Anchorage, top interior official Joe Balash said his agency is about to turn its attention to Willow, quote, in a big way. Then, Balash reiterated one of the Trump administration's biggest promises to industry. It aims to speed up and simplify the environmental review process for projects like Willow.
As you all know, the process to date has been taking too long. It costs too much money, and it is too complicated.
But environmental groups that keep close tabs on NPRA see it differently. David Krause is with the Wilderness Society in Anchorage. Krause says the faster Conoco's footprint grows, the harder it is for them to understand how environmental impacts are adding up in what was, until recently, a mostly untouched wilderness.
We certainly have significant concerns about the rate of development.
The spot where Conoco wants to build the processing facility isn't far from the Teshikpuk Lake Special Area. That's a biologically rich part of the reserve the Obama administration put off limits to oil development. It's important habitat for migratory bird species and caribou. But geologists also think there's lots of oil potential there. So the Trump administration is taking a second look at whether that area should be off limits. Krause says that makes his group nervous about what a big development at Willow could mean in the future.
The fact that this development is knocking on the door of the Teshikpuk Lake Special Area is very concerning.
But Krause says the Wilderness Society isn't coming out against the project, as Conoco hasn't released a lot of details. Those details will become clear when the Trump administration kicks off the environmental review process, likely later this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.